Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
God told me to tell you this.
That's paganism.
Do you really expect and anticipate that the divine voice of God can be heard by you?
That's horoscope reading.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God.
That's reading tea leaves.
You can't have a relationship to God if you can't hear God.
That is not biblical Christianity.
You want to hear God speak to you? Read your Bible. If you want to hear God speak to you audibly, read it out loud. I promise you, 100% guaranteed, you will hear Him speak.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
This is Wretched Radio, playing a perennial favorite here on the most professionally produced Christian program on this station at this time. How much does this bug Jimmy? That's it right there. How much does this bug? This is, the ratings on this have been huge. So we're bringing it back. Jimmy, I hold in my never before nicotine stained fingers a slew of stories. Which one gets up your nose the furthest? Is that what we're calling this?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Which one gets up Jimmy's nose the
That's good.
Furthest? Here we go. Story. By the way, Jimmy,
just
so that people can feel comfortable as you with you as their federal head representing them in this this very important decision of which one of these stories is the most horrific, why don't you just go ahead and share your criteria, the rules that you use to judge?
The rules that I use.
Yeah, go ahead and just share those. I'm sure you've got them in writing someplace.
They change. They're fluid.
Oh, okay.
I've got artistic license.
Oh, well, that's what I was waiting for. If you've got artistic license, then everybody, you just got to put up with it. It's okay. He gets a complete pass on any sort of false statements that he might actually make. Here we go, Jimmy. Story number one. At the University of Richmond, which is in Virginia, I know that because that's where the Blue Ridge Mountains are. And I know that because I watched Laurel and Hardy movies as a kid. I hope you did not get that reference. There's a new queer studies program going on there. Oh, cool. One of the courses is called Queer Bible. It's led by a professor who wants to explore the Bible through the perspectives of LGBTQ-focused queer theory and sexuality. That's Jimmy? Right.
Yes?
You know what kind of hermeneutic that is right there?
A very bad one.
Yeah.
Standpoint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look at you. It's standpoint hermeneutics. What's my standpoint? Now I'm going to read the Bible through that filter. That's exactly what you are seeing here. This individual, who's the professor at the University of Richmond, apparently wrote something called Elisha's Body and the Queer Touch of Prophecy. They examine a scene from 2 Kings where the prophet Elisha revives the son of the Shunammite woman and suggests a sexualized encounter between the prophet Elisha and the child. Why? Because Elisha placed his body stretched out on the boy. Ba-boom, ba-bing! Now what you got there is a sexualized intimate encounter. See what they did there? They took their obsession with sex and imposed it on Elisha. You can't do anything as a man that hints that you might be gay, because you are then. That's exactly what they just did with the prophet Elisha. This does not have a good trajectory, by the way. This does not, because when pedophilia becomes legalized and normalized, that means any parent who shows affection toward their child, well, look at that. They're a pedophile right there, because look at, they're showing affection to their child. Standpoint hermeneutics, story number one, University of Richmond in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. That's story number one, Jimmy.
Yeah, I don't know how it gets worse.
Oh. Let's see. Nearly 10,000 people in the Netherlands were euthanized in 2024. It's a 60% increase in those suffering from psychological conditions. Oh, the slope slipped? What? No. This is just for people who are in an insufferable amount of pain. To let them die with dignity. That's all. Well, and if they've got some sort of an emotional issue, we'll kill them too. This is tragic. And this is the trend. And it's only going to get worse. This story, this is an anthropology story. A low view of humanity. That's number two. Story number three, international Christian concern. This is a report that should motivate us all to pray for our Christian brothers and sisters. The main killing ground for Christians isn't North Korea, it's Nigeria. Would you believe it's the religion of peace driven out Christians from the north, pushing them into the Middle Belt? Militants raid villages, killing and displacing entire communities. It's a stealth jihad, a massive land grab. That's from the International Christian Concern. In other words, persecution for Christians. You know what? There was another story. I don't think that I've got this. Well, maybe I do have this one. Kind of a related story. The Christian persecution in Israel. It's the far right rabbis. It's the ones that are very serious about their faith. The number one thing that they like to do to Christians when they see somebody in any sort of Christian clerical garb is spit on them. That's nice right there. But that's not a story, Jimmy.
Okay.
Just the persecution globally and what's going on around the globe, specifically Africa, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Horrific violence. They recently beheaded 70 Christians after keeping them captive, beating them, raping them, our Christian brothers and sisters. How am I doing? Am I getting close to University of Virginia right there? Here you go. This one might just set off your little agitation meter. The Cleveland Clinic, pretty respected medical group that regularly puts out medical reports, finds employees who received this year's flu vaccine had significantly higher rates of flu. Wow, there's a shocker right there. You say, what makes that story so agitating? It is the hard press, the full court press to get you to take a vaccine for your shingles, or you're going to die. You're going to be in so much pain. Get the shingles vaccine. Look, if you choose to get a shingles vaccine, that's up to you. That's not my issue. Nor is it my issue if you choose to get a flu vaccination. I am not a medical professional. I got all I can do to take care of my own body. Jimmy, by the way, regarding my own body,
yeah,
my hips,
yeah,
perfectly aligned.
Ah,
did I mention that?
You not as much as you want.
I can't tell you what to do with your body. You do as you see fit. But this the pressure and the terror that they use. If you're over the age of 60, you are 6 times more likely to get pneumococcal pneumonia. I better get... And they're just scaring people. That's what bugs me about these stories. And if you want the details, over the course of the study, the cumulative incidence of influenza increased more rapidly among the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. Oops. I guess they missed it this year. That was story number 4.
Yeah,
I think so. Story number, I'm going to do math in here. Story number 5. 55% of self-identified leftists say that killing Trump is justifiable. Uh-oh. That does not, it's very bad. The details from the Network of Contagion Research Institute. In partnership with Rutgers University Social Perception Lab.
Wow.
These universities have got a lot of money, don't they? Reveal that people hate Elon Musk and Donald Trump so much, they say that it is justifiable to kill them. 31 and 38% respectively, with Elon Musk and Trump, stated it would be at least somewhat justified to murder them. 48 and 55% respectively, at least somewhat justifying murder for Elon Musk and Donald Trump. So it would be 55% find that, you know, we probably could justify an assassination of those guys. That is revealing, isn't it? That's really revealing. And all the Tesla damage that is being done, the threatening of violence. I'm pretty certain if you're listening to this program, you weren't a fan of Joe Biden. I don't recall anybody talking about wanting to take him out. I didn't think he was fit for office, but to kill them, I mean, that's, whoa. I never heard any talk like, oh, suppose that there were a crackpot or two on the far right. But that just is not the way that at least a Christian should be looking at really bad rulers. What are we supposed to do with really bad rulers? Pray that God gives us a good ruler. Be godly citizens. Pray for the conversion of that bad ruler. Flee if we need to. Kill him? Oofta. What?
I was just going to say, you know, their mantra has always been love wins. It seems to have escalated really quickly.
Well, see, this is loving to kill him because of all the bad. That, see, they're terrible.
Yeah.
They don't. Tariffs are bad is what they are.
That's progress.
So tariffs, I watch MSNBC. Tariffs are going to ruin democracy. That's I'm telling you, that's what we need to be. That should be our response line to anything the Democrats say. Your position about not liking the tariff policy of the Trump administration threatens democracy. I love that. I just love that. Your desire to let fraudulent waste run rampant in government threatens democracy. Oh, that's kind of cathartic to say it. You should try it sometime, Jimmy.
Although, I do have to ask, are we sure that they didn't have a disclaimer for artistic liberty on that?
Well, there you have it right there. That was story number 6. More to come next on Wretched Radio.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. That's why Dr. Greg Giffert wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Pre-order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You ever notice how Christians sometimes dance around the J word? You know, judging. Yeah, we've gotten so scared of our culture that we're practically doing spiritual gymnastics trying to avoid it. What if I told you that righteous judgment isn't just some outdated concept? It's actually one of God's greatest gifts to protect his flock. That's why I'm fired up about our new resource, Thou Shalt Judge, with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. It's at fortisinstitute.org. That's the Fortis store at fortisinstitute.org. Thou Shalt Judge with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. We live in a world where feelings are ruling the day. Truth, that's optional. Love, redefined. Your emotions, let them run wild, or better yet, shut them down completely. Neither extreme is biblical. But on The Better Way with Libby Glossin, you're going to find something rare. Intelligent talk radio for women that isn't swayed by culture. It's time for The Better Way with Libby Glossin. Because in a world full of compromise, there is indeed a better way. Marriage and parenting, beautiful gifts from God, but let's be honest, they're not easy. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're wondering if you're doing it right, listen, you're not alone. And more importantly, there's hope. Pastor Brad Bigney understands these challenges. With 36 years of biblical counseling experience and over 3 decades of shepherding his church, he brings you God's timeless wisdom each and every week on Thrive. Find Thrive with Brad Bigney right now at fortisplus.org or all major podcast platforms. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Picture this. Every morning, countless Christians are waking up and wondering how they're going to navigate today's increasingly complex and upside-down world. And that's where Fortis Institute comes in. Not just another ministry, but your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. Will you join us? Visit fortisinstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. And together, we can help Christians stand strong in their faith no matter what challenges tomorrow brings. Wretched. Amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Books of the Bible. Titus was an apprentice and fellow missionary with Paul, left on the island of Crete to organize the churches there. The Book of Titus is a manual regarding the character, behavior, and doctrine of church leaders and church members. All of these commands are grounded in the gospel of Jesus Christ, what he has done for us, and who we are in him. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Watch this, Jimmy. Hey, my accountant-like Christian nitpicker who identified we only shared five stories, but I called story number five, story number six. You cannot critique us because...
artistic license.
Yeah, you have it right there, baby. It covers a multitude of sins. This is Wretched Radio. Story number six. Jimmy, I still have a slew right here. Story number six. Let me take you to the Ultimate Pool Women's Pro Series. Not a swimming pool, but a pool table pool. Do they still have bumper pool? Remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, that was an odd little game.
It was.
But it was a good game to play if you wanted to get good at regular pool, play bumper pool, because it required a lot of precision because you'd never get them past the goal, you know, into the little hole where the ball would swirl down. This is a regular old pool table. Six length ball with a drum. At any rate, it was two dudes who were the finalists of the women's pool tournament. Two boys.
We're shattering glass ceilings.
It takes a man to be a women's pool champion. This is so offensive. All they do, they grow a pony and put on a skirt. Wah and la. They get to say that they're a woman. That's so offensive. That is just such a low view of what it means to be a woman. That's why it's an agitating story, if you don't mind me saying so. Story number seven. I don't know who the woman is, but it's a video that went viral. The sound is kind of crummy, so I'm just going to read to you what she said. Quote, I have seven children.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just stopping to pause to pray for those children. Four of them are members of the queer community. All right, so I'll joke and I'll say that I have a LAGAB, you know, and I tell my straight kids they're dead to me. Hmm. Oh, that's cool right there. That is the love of a mother right there. And she's got four out of her seven kids that are gay. That is statistically impossible. I'll bet it, Jimmy.
Yes.
You want to use your AI machine?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What are the odds that four out of seven children in the same family would be LGBT? See if it can answer that. I'm not sure it will. It might scold you for asking a question. Well, it might do that. But this is statistically impossible. And so the explanation is, once again, when you see these stories of these poor children, look to the mom. I guess on occasion it could be a dad, but they're the outlier. Most of the time it is going to be a dingy mother doing this to their children. What did it say?
Well, it's still thinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So it gave you...
approximately 7.2%. It gave me a number.
What are the odds?
That's the odds. That's what I asked them.
7.2% of what?
Of U.S. That would happen.
No. Four out of seven?
That's, yeah.
No, because they probably say that 7% are on the LGBTQ, whatever, which I think is very inflated. But so if it's 7%, how could four out of seven in the same family? Something ain't right.
I've got all kind of formulas here.
Yeah. But does it give you any sort of, the chances are 1 in 10 million, something like that?
1 in 1,328 based on national averages.
Yeah. I'm no mathematician, but those odds, sorry, there's something going on in that house.
Did you catch the irony in that story?
Well, which part of it?
She said her heterosexual children are dead to her.
Yeah.
Though she had them all heterosexually herself. It's
right. And what about you, madam? Oh, she's probably on some sort of spectrum also. All right, here's story number eight. This is courtesy. Oh, this was sent from, did Ludi send this or did Josh send this? Australian state could send Christians to jail if they pray for people with unwanted same-sex attraction. This just got put into practice now on April 4th. It's the Conversion Practices Ban Act 2024. This is the law in New South Wales, you could face 5 years in prison and fines up to $100,000 for offering counseling to or praying for LGBTQ individuals, even if they say their same-sex attraction or gender confusion is unwanted. Whoa. That's scary business right there. Australia? When I think of Australia, I just don't think that mindset, but they are even less godly than America when it comes to religion. So I guess this is the type of fruit we can anticipate, because if this can happen in Australia, it can certainly happen in America. You can go to jail for 5 years. This has implication for every Christian and for churches in Australia. In fact, this is an issue that we're taking a look at. We're going to be opening up a biblical counseling center underneath the umbrella of Alpharetta Bible Church. And we are going to have, this is what biblical counseling is, statement. You need to sign off. You need to understand what you're going to get. And we're looking into, do we need to have a statement about, air quotes, conversion therapy? Because if it can happen in Australia, it could happen here. This is something worth keeping an eye on. And it's something for you to consider if you do counseling in your church. Will you be vulnerable if you don't have some sort of statement already baked into your documents? That's story number 8, Jimmy.
Okay.
Would you like to hear the law? It's going to give you the shivers. The Conversion Practices Ban Act of 2024 does not prohibit prayer. Well, thank you. However, praying with or over a person with the intent to change or suppress their sexuality or gender identity is unlawful. It is unlawful even if that person has asked you to pray for them to be able to change or suppress their sexuality or gender identity. So what about that person's freedom to choose? So I guess you can choose to be LGBTQ, but you can't choose then to return, because that's now apparently forbidden and we're not going to help you. General comments about celibacy and abstinence in broad statements of belief are not unlawful.
But
where's Karl Marx when you need him? However, telling a person in a same-sex relationship that they must stop being sexually active and become celibate could be regarded as suppressing a person's sexuality and may be unlawful depending on the circumstances. I wouldn't even want to venture a guess as to what those might be. Similarly, telling an LGBTQ person that they should remain celibate and never marry or have a sexual relationship with a person of the same sex could be regarded as suppressing a person's sexuality. So what about pastors from the pulpit in New South Wales? Can they preach that? Can they say that in a broadcasted sermon? I'll bet they wouldn't put that on the air. I'll bet a radio station would get in trouble for broadcasting that. Wanna bet? Counselors are limited to solely providing affirming care to members of the LGBTQ community. That's story number 8, Jimmy. Story number 9. Okay, this one isn't all that agitating, but it's stupid nevertheless. Hoots and grunts from bonobos show signs of complex communication, say researchers. Okay, in the journal Science, these are researchers. A great ape living in the African rainforest, known as the bonobo, can convey complex thoughts in a way that mirrors some elements of human language, another effort to equalize monkeys and human beings. So ticks and grunts, first of all, how do you study that? How do you know what they're thinking? If they don't have a communication system, if they don't have, you know, a dictionary, how do you know? So they basically, if you read the study and how they did it, it's just utterly ridiculous. They basically sat in the forest and listened to them and tried to figure out what they were doing. The research raises questions about what happened so long ago that pushed ancient humans to evolve and develop a more complex form of verbal communication. So they basically watched the monkeys, and once the monkey was peeling a banana and went, "Ruff!" No, that was a dog. Sorry. My impression, I got him confused. He's peeling a banana and he goes, "Ruff!" And then the next day, he's picking bugs off of somebody and he goes, "Ruff! Ruff!" Which means, "I'll pick the bug off of your body and eat it, but I'd prefer a banana." Is what they, concluded. What a bunch of utter nonsense. All right, Jimmy, that would be story number 9.
Okay.
I think one more, 10. Georgia Democrats storm out of chamber over bill to end state-funded sex changes for prison inmates. That's story number 10. All right, which one you got?
I think that the Australian state
could send Christians to jail or fine them $5,000.
That's a close sec or close to the professor, but I think that beats it out. I mean, criminalizing, that's persecution. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's don't think for a second Canada, England, and I suspect America would be last. But if it can happen in Australia that Christians get arrested because they say that is a sin, and you can find hope, and you can be changed, and you can be forgiven and adopted, illegal, zoinks, scoob. Until tomorrow, good night, mate, and go serve your king.